Todd Fahey, AARP. I talked earlier about Todd being on and this update for veterans. Todd, of course, one of our great partners and sponsors, AARP, Pam, Todd, the whole team. They do great work. So ahead of Veterans Day and Veterans Military Month in November, Todd and AARP want to talk about a new tool to help veterans find information on benefits in the VA, the DOD, Medicare, Medicaid. And the reason why I want Todd to talk about this, because we have, I think, a little more than 10% of our population. I think it's about 12% in New Hampshire of veterans. But, Todd, this is important because I've heard from a lot of veterans, especially through Veterans Count and VetsCount.org, a group that I support. The red tape, the paperwork, it's sometimes overwhelming for the veteran. And whether it's through the VA or the DOT, it's just overwhelming for the spouse or the caregiver. And sometimes they just give up. They just give up, Todd, because it's not easy. So I applaud you for this, Todd Fahey, AARP at GMI Studios. Todd, thank you.
Hey, good morning, Jack. Yeah, thank you. And certainly thanks to the veterans. They deserve all that they've earned in service to our nation, right? So to your point, we have about 113,000 veterans in New Hampshire. And of that number, only about 1 in 4 have used the benefits of VA healthcare, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. So seeing the disconnect between what's available to these fine servants of the nation and protectors of it, we thought we would work and help and do a Veterans and Military Families Health Benefits Navigator. And to be clear, although our organization is focused on the 50-plus, we're also focused on the 50-plus and their families and their communities. And this is such an endeavor to give folks a ready way to figure out what benefits are out there for them that they could take advantage of, that are there for the taking.
Yeah, and as I said, a lot of times, Todd, it's just being that simple tool to just help you know, navigate, if you will, kind of get through some of the red tape, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. I mean, and this is exactly that. It's a navigator. Just think about it like a map, right? A road map. And it helps families do several things. Learn more about the health benefits provided through the VA and the DOD, Department of Defense. Understand how to apply for and to enroll in VA health care. And help them identify how to get help from representatives who have experience and knowledge of the VA's process for awarding these benefits, right? So, I mean, this is not atypical, as you know, Jack. There's so much noise and so much information coming at us from so many angles. But these are critical things, particularly for this population of folks who have served our nation.
Yeah, I think of... We in our Veterans Count make 12 hours count. One reason why Vets Count was helpful to through the care coordinators was some of the spouses of veterans is they just said that the paperwork or the computer stuff was overwhelming. And what happens is they sometimes just give up, Todd. They just they'll just give up. They should get the procedure. They should get the benefit. Or Todd, better yet, and why your tool with AARP is so helpful, they're not aware of some of the stuff that they're basically not entitled to, that they earn. They're not aware of a lot of these benefits of the DOD and VA. So, I think this is a very important one.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, this is we talk about a lot of issues, and a lot of them, as you would expect, touch each other for sure. They're all interrelated. This is a big one. AARP.org/veterans. Or, again, go to AARP.org/VetsHealthNavigator, Vets Health Navigator, and you'll see how it works. It's a great tool. Real proud of it. Really, really pleased to be able to talk about it. And if you had any ability, I'd love to have you get it up on your website. But, you know, I leave it to you.
You know what? I want to follow up with Corey on that, Todd, because this is a very important tool. And if your folks have taken the work to help, that's a good idea. I'm going to, hey, Corey, do you mind reminding me in our post meeting that just check with our web folks on the Pulse of a Nation if we could link that to AARP? We probably should anyway. That's a great idea, Todd.
If you could do it, Jack, I'd be grateful.
No, we have a lot of traffic. We have a lot of traffic on there for the Dollar Saver store. We'll do that. Let's do that. I'm going to try and make that happen. I appreciate it. What else? What's going on for the weekend?
Laying low this weekend, Jack. Just laying low. Nothing too much to deal with, except I'm watching the leaves fall. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's plenty to deal with, but I'm not going anywhere.
or I'm not going to deal with it. Corey and I were just talking to her on the break because I'm like, you know, I went to the UNH Dartmouth game last weekend. I just cut the line. I'm not going to. I've been around too long to know that it's a fool's errand to do the leaves now because they're just going to. You're going to be doing them all three times again. So I'm like, okay, that's a good problem to have. I'll figure it out. Some college football, check it out. But hey, Todd, AARP, that's a great tool for veterans, and we'll spread the word, and I can also talk about it during the show during the week.
I wish you would. AARP.org/veterans. And Jack, look, we all know, every New Hampshire listener knows, like the window is closing, Jack. The snow and the ice is coming. It's just a question of when.
No, hey. Come on, you know the winters, Todd, and me being a skier, and I think you get up there. It really, right through Christmas, it really has been, we haven't seen much of it. And then all of a sudden, more in the back half of January, and the February is where we get the real, what I call skier snow. The snowmobilers, the riders, they love it. It's sort of a back half of the winter, so don't be like the squirrels and hoard all the acorns just yet, Todd.
Jack, I love it all. I love every season. I'm a man for all seasons and a state for all seasons, sir.
I know you do. Even when you're swimming in the lake, I appreciate it. Todd Fahey, AARP. Thanks, Todd. We'll get that link, and if we have to follow up with Pam or your folks, we will.